You were Hitler's favorite actor.
Allegedly. He did offer a very sizable cash reward for my capture.
What did he want with you?
Well, luckily I didn't have to find out.
Well, I'm glad he didn't. I've enjoyed all your pictures over the years.
Well, thank you very much, but why am I here?
Oh, we're following up on some rumors that you were involved in a group up in the Hollywood Hills. End of 57, beginning of 58, somewhere around there.
Well, I was involved in lots of groups, organizations, charities.
Well, this group was waiting for an alien spacecraft to take them to another star system.
No, I don't recall any group like that.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 10, Damnation to Tar.
Little March.
Hang on. Oh, it's you.
I thought we could talk for a minute.
It's the middle of the night.
Exactly.
I bet your girlfriend wouldn't like it.
I bet she wouldn't. Can I come in?
You want to come into my room? Alone? With the door closed?
If that's all right with you.
Why not?
I want to make a deal.
A deal?
I think you're a good kid who's mixed up in a strange situation.
Okay.
The others already suspect your heart isn't in this thing, and I think they suspect me too.
Could be.
Look, do you believe what they're saying or not?
What's the alternative?
Why does there have to be a big incentive to not do something completely nuts? How about a normal life?
My normal life is I'm lonely, broke, and have no future. Here, I belong to something. Something extraordinary.
Well, if we get out of this, you'll have me as a friend.
You sound like Lionel.
Well, what about Lionel? Why not let him help? It sounds like he cares about you.
Don't be manipulative.
I mean it. Why not try to do the right thing? People are dying because of this. Being killed. You know that, don't you?
Only the bad guys are getting killed. The iconoclasts...
You don't believe that. If you go along with my plan and they find out, don't you think they'll kill us too?
You're not a very good pitch man.
Don't you?
Yes. So, what's the plan?
We do a very good job of convincing everybody that we're on board with the voyage. We gain everyone's trust. And then you get word out to Lionel about our location. That's the plan.
Let me sleep on it.
Okay.
Do you want to stay over in my room?
I better be getting back.
Okay.
Good morning, darling. How did you sleep?
Oh, very well.
Good. Coffee?
Thank you.
So, how are you feeling?
Feeling very good.
How good is very good?
Come here.
Now I'm feeling very good. Unless that was a goodbye kiss.
No. I thought about what you said, and you're right. I do want to take a chance with you.
Oh, Arch! Arch, I'm so happy!
Me too.
Okay, let's see. There's some paperwork you have to fill out. Nothing serious, just a basic contract, waivers, things like that. And you'll have to pick your 5 personal items for the supply roster.
I'll work on it with Myrna. Will I be able to phone anyone? Tell people goodbye?
Oh, I really don't think so. It would be too dangerous for everyone. We really can't let this leak into the outside world before it's time. Everyone would be clamoring to get in here. The government would come and shut it all down. It would be chaos.
I understand.
Besides, who would you call?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. I was just curious.
I'll call my brothers, Kip and Lewis.
When was the last time you talked to them?
It's been years.
Then it won't really matter, will it? I swear, it was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. Do I take my favorite snack food or cosmetics or books? It's like a real-life desert island list.
Not for me. Easiest decision in the world. Seashells. 5 10-pound boxes.
Be serious, Jerry.
I'm dead serious. Seashells are the oldest form of money there is. Been used in trade and exchange on every continent of the world at one time or other.
But won't money be useless in any form?
Not this stuff. Pure Sri Lankan cowrie. It's going to be the next it thing up there. Hell, they've never even seen an ocean. Scarcity equals value. Shell money, sister. Mark my words. Mmm. Have you guys tried the oily pepper paste? It's delicious.
Brothers and sisters of the future, before we eat, I have two announcements. Firstly, although we unofficially welcomed our new pioneers at last night's dinner, today Mr. Arch Hutton has officially come on board. Welcome aboard, Arch. And secondly, we've just received word that our very own Madeline March has been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress for her role in Objection Overruled. I know Madeline would like to say a few words. Madeline?
Thank you, Henry. Brothers and sisters, ever since I was a kid dancer in Ohio, I have dreamed of this moment. When my peers in the motion picture industry would deem me, the daughter of a grocer, worthy of its highest honor. And now that dream is in my grasp, and I am grateful for it. There are so many people to thank, but time is short. I know I speak for Mr. Loudermilk when I say we would have loved nothing more than to walk the red carpet at the Oscars 2 months from now. But that dream has been surpassed by another. A dream of such magnitude I could never have conceived of it alone. A dream that you are all a part of. A dream that can no longer wait. Because as I speak, agents of the government are on their way. Our whereabouts are no longer a secret. We have been betrayed, and we have no choice but to amputate the cancer of betrayal. It will hurt, but sometimes your choices stink.
Shit.
Yes, walls have ears. Did you say it but not believe it, little March?
Arch told me to do it.
Arch.
But I didn't say yes. I didn't tell anyone. He told me to.
Stop her!
Arch, what is she talking about, darling?
He told me to. He told me!
Hold her! Pin her down!
It's too late. They're on their way.
He's lying. There's no one.
How could you do this? I thought you loved me.
Maybe that's why I want you out of here.
You don't know what you're saying. He's still getting adjusted to everything. I'm sure no one is coming. Let's not overreact.
Quiet! We're sitting on a powder keg. There's no time to lose. Bring the iconoclast up front.
Let's go, Arch. Let's make it easy.
Get your hands off me.
No! I want him to stay with me! I want him to be one of my five!
You've already chosen your five.
Tonight, we will signal to our interstellar friends that we are ready to be taken aboard and must begin our journey forth. We have felt the betrayal of the century, but no one fucks with our destiny. Damnatio ad bituminous!
Damnatio ad bituminous! Damnatio ad bituminous! Damnatio ad bituminous!
What does that mean? Anne, what does that mean?
Damnation to Tar, soldier. Damnation to Tar. I'm sorry we're not on the same side this time.
No!
De Chelo, De Profundis.
De Chelo, De Profundis.
I'm sorry, little March.
Yeah, well, you're lucky I've only got about 5 minutes to hold a grudge.
Wait! We don't have to do this, do we? If we're leaving anyway, it won't do us any harm to leave them behind. They can't do any harm here.
We don't take chances, dear. This is how we secure our destiny. Get them into the car. Shift into neutral. Lock the outside doors.
Why did they put us in the car? Why not just throw us in?
It goes down faster. And it muffles the screams.
Tonight, we say farewell to iconoclast Arch Hutton and Little March.
Wale!
Farewell forever.
Eternal Wale!
The future is ours.
Everyone freeze! You're surrounded!
Go light bomb! Detonate! Detonate!
Maybe we can kick out the back window, get onto the trunk, and jump to the bank.
I'm game, but you'll have to do the kicking and the jumping.
Hold tight.
Okay, ready?
Yes, please! The bank looks awfully far away.
I know, but we have to try. We'll be under any minute.
Wait!
It feels like we've stopped sinking.
That's odd.
It feels like we're moving upward.
We are.
Arch, look. There's something under the car.
What is that?
I don't know. I see a tail.
There's two of them.
What the fuck are they?
Oh my God. I don't know, but get on my back and put your arms around my neck.
You did it! We're not dead!
Keep hanging on. We're not done not dying. All right. Get off me.
Can you see what's happening?
I think a lot of them went back into the bunker, maybe the tunnels. The ground is caving in on itself.
Arch!
Anne?
God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah?
Did you see the things that came out of the tar pit?
We saw them. Up close.
What are they?
Don't know.
Monsters. What's happening now?
A lot of bodies down there.
Headlights going away, down the road. I guess the agents are running.
Don't blame them.
The monsters?
I think they went back into the pit.
Your hand is bleeding.
Oh, I can't even feel it.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I knew it.
Holy shit. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere with these interviews.
Could be your lack of charm.
Oh, go to hell.
It's the same for me. A lot of dead ends or people won't talk.
People don't just disappear. Something's got to give.
We'll find them. You got any plans for the weekend?
I had a date, but she canceled.
I'm not surprised. You could use a haircut. And plaid jackets went out 10 years ago. Buy a nice dark suit.
Give me a break, will you?
Dodgers are playing this weekend. I have an extra ticket.
Now you're talking.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 10, Damnation to Tar, was written by James Urbaniak and Bree Williams and featured Kent Osborne, Josh Fadem, James Urbaniak, Betsy Sodaro, Azure Parsons, Weird Al Yankovic, Andy Richter, Lauren Lapkus, Haley Huntley, and David Avalone. Music by Jonathan Dinerstein. Produced by Mark McConville and James Urbaniak. A Howl original in production with Midroll Media. This is Eric Martin speaking.